It's the Hour of Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Carl Benjaminson, and Huang Shen. Now let's move on to the last topic of today. The legendary inventor Thomas Edison was the father of landmark inventions, including the modern light bulb, the electrical grid, and motion pictures. And there's one man in China who earned the title of Useless Edison. But the inventor, Geng Shuai, doesn't mind. In fact, he kind of likes it. He now has almost 2 million followers on the video site Kuai, or Kuaishou in Chinese, for his interesting inventions. Interesting or impractical? Well, this is interesting as an article that's been carried in the Washington Post. And let's look at this. Is it a rising DIY enthusiasm, sort of do-it-yourself kind of thing that's happening here in China? How do you interpret this story?
Well, I think this is a particularly interesting story because there are a couple of different components to it. There is, you know, in every country there are toolshed inventors, inventors. There are tinkerers, people who make little objects and things in their, you know, their back shed. China has got its own subculture of this. So people, particularly in rural areas, will do things like make their own submarines, make their own helicopters and planes and cars. Often they don't work, and sometimes people have spent years and lots of money trying to develop something. And it's a really interesting maker movement. But from that has emerged Geng Shuai, who is probably the best known amongst them. So he's a 30-year-old former welder. He has been tinkering for a while where he would make these absurd inventions. There was one that was a meat cleaver that was also a mobile phone case. And he would film himself making these. He would have them up for sale, although no one was really buying them. And he became really, really popular to the point where he's actually quit his job to make his inventions, which are basically useless. He's got a workshop outside Beijing where he's got them all on display, like a tennis racket-sized watermelon slicer. He's turned another meat cleaver into a hair comb, earthquake-proof noodle bowl.
What is that? The earthquake-proof noodle bowl.
So it's on a little swing so that if the ground shakes, your noodles won't spill.
That's fantastic.
Really?
But what I think makes him particularly interesting is that unlike some other inventors who are trying to solve a practical problem, he is a type of inventor that there's actually a Japanese term for it, which I can't remember, but it translates as non-useless inventions. So they're not completely useless. For example, his meat cleaver cell phone case. You can use it as a cell phone case, and you can use it as a meat cleaver. So it's an unuseless invention.
I don't know how that works, I'm sorry to say, because one thing is so sharp, and as a phone case, it should protect your phone and not cut you.
And it sounds like a very dangerous phone case. What if you cut yourself while you pick up the phone?
I'm not saying it's necessarily practical, but it's not useless. And so about 20 years ago, there was, like I said, a huge maker movement in Japan with people who would come up with these incredible inventions. There was one that had little mop shoes that you could put in your cat or your dog so when they ran around the house, they'd clean the floor. It's not useless. Your floor will get clean. It's just not particularly useful. Mm. Or one was if you wanted to enjoy having a bath without the inconvenience of getting wet, it was a gigantic plastic bag you sat in and you could then sit in your hot bath and enjoy the warmth without the inconvenience of actually getting soaked. So again, these are really special because they're not entirely useless. They're just not very useful.
Do you think it's more like art than useful objects, what he's trying to display?
I think so, because it is, they are quite bizarre. They're sort of pushing the limits of what could be considered a normal, sensible object.
And I've looked at the price of all these very interesting inventions. Let's start with the phone case that's also a knife.
Yes.
Or made from a knife. That costs more than 500 yuan, close to 600. So less than $100. Who spends that much on a phone case unless you have a particular appreciation for maybe handmade goods or you're simply an avid fan of Mr. Geng Shuai.
But I think people have also been buying these as a show of support, not necessarily because you need those inventions. I mean, he put a working toilet on a motorbike. Now, as a motorbike rider myself, it would be at very rare moments useful, but not really the main purpose of having a motorcycle. But I think it's like the advertising money revenue I hope he gets for his videos. It's just a way of showing their love for his smoldery eyes, messy hair, and deep enduring charm for his weirdness.
Yeah, and even my favorite photographer, Chen Man, did some Photoshop for him. And also, I think the reason why maybe people buy his products is sometimes he will collaborate with the charity foundation on Alipay. So after he sold his products, and the money will go to the charity program.
Mm. So he's a man that's not only got the big brains and ginormous hands. I mean, in order to fold those things... Yeah, anyhow, you can check the pictures yourself. And the man seems to have a good heart, too. I mean, that's the perfect package by the sound of One last question, guys. Why do we like this guy so much, even by just discussing what he's done?
Because he's creative and it's fun. And it takes genuine creativity and skill to make something that's not entirely useless, and it's fun and it's interesting.
And he's unique. Maybe he's a genius. Who knows?
Oh, yeah? Yeah, what is life going to be like without quirkiness, whimsical? What is it going to be? That's going to be just so dull. You're listening to Rand Table. That brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you so much for your company. Bye-bye, everybody.